Good morning. It is 9:30, and it's time for Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have Brad Dungis on the line. Hello, Bradley.
Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
It's Thursday. You know, I'm in great flying form.
Yeah, it's been a busy week for us out here on Highway 75. Very lots of stuff going on. Lots of people getting their vehicles serviced and selling a few cars. We got our first Mustang Mach-E in this week, Tom.
Oh, boy!
Our collection of cool vehicles is growing dramatically. We've got our Bronco Sport on the ground and a Mach-E that we're getting through the process to get out on where we can start driving it around. Both of these vehicles are going to be demonstration vehicles for us for a few months here, since we don't have ground stock of the Bronco Sport, or Mach-E, these vehicles are being built in a little different way for Ford. We've taken reservations on them and had people place orders before they even started building the product. And, you know, so many of these are pre-sold, and we've got a number of them on the way for customers now. But we do want to have one here for those of you who want to come in and look at one. We've got now the Bronco Sport and the Mach-E on the ground where you can come in and sit down in it and take a drive, take it home and see how it fits in your life. And then, we'll be able to order one up for you and have it here when they get it manufactured. So it's kind of cool. We are in the process now, too, of reaching out to all of the original Bronco, there's two Bronco families now, the Sport and the Bronco itself, the Bronco itself comes in two-door and four-door models. The Sport has come out first, and the Bronco is the more highly anticipated version of it. And we've had a number of people with reservations, and we're now in the process of reaching out to the people who made the original reservations last summer and converting their reservations to orders to get those started to be built. The production of them has been delayed a little bit because of COVID-19, like everything else. But we will start making those in May, and we'll have a 6 or 7 month run of production this year. And really excited. We got a bunch of excited people out there that are chomping at the bit to get their Broncos, and now they at least get to kind of make it the way they want, pick their colors, the option packages they want, confirm their order, and we get it in there. They're saying about 190,000 reservations for the Bronco, and only about 60 or 70,000 of them can be built in the 6 or 7 month production run.
So,
unless some people don't convert their reservations to orders, we're pre-sold on the entire 2021 model year. If you are interested in one, go ahead and get your reservation in. If you have a reservation, I would recommend you go ahead and convert it. If you want the vehicle, you should definitely go ahead and convert it. It keeps your place in line based on when you ordered or reserved the vehicle, and that way it'll get you built the best timing you can get, and you'll get one of the first ones that way.
Very good, very good. So make sure you follow through on that, folks, and make sure.
If you're out there and we've reached out to you, go ahead and get back with us, or let us know what you want to do with that. We've been scheduling meetings and having appointments with people, and we should wrap up this first round of conversions by March sometime, and like I said, they'll start building them in May. So it's exciting time, and lots of great new product coming. We got a number of all-new F-150s in this week. They're starting to arrive on the lot every few days. A bunch more coming, keep your eyes out open for that. And if you're looking for a new truck, come check out the new Ranger and F-150. We've got a pretty good selection of those right now, and great selection, Tom, of used vehicles. We've got all makes and models, trucks, cars, SUVs, late model stuff, 2020s to vehicles under $10,000, and they're all checked out and backed by Dungis, with many of them certified with our Q-certified program, or with manufacturer certification. If they're older and have too many miles, we can't certify them, but we will. We do everything we can to maintain and make sure they're in great shape before we put them out on our lot.
Very good, and I got to tell you, you've always present these things very, very well. I mean, even though they're pre-owned vehicles, your detail shop, your detail crew really go through there, and you know, even though it's just new to you, it gives you the feel.
we can wow. Definitely and really, there's a lot we do in our reconditioning process.
So indeed.
A lot of people don't really, think about that. But once you trade in a vehicle, of course, we're going to do all the maintenance and cleanup work, as you mentioned, the detail mm-hmm. guys. But we do even more than that. I mean, we're going to go in and really inspect how the vehicle's been maintained. Mm-hmm. We often are going to replace the tires, replace the brakes and the battery, the windshield wipers, really bring everything up as best as we can to like new. And that way, frankly, you are getting something that's not only new to you, but really like new. I mean, with all the new parts on it, it really does make a difference, and you'll feel it when you're driving it and using your like new vehicle for purchase.
Very good.
So, Tom, I did invite a friend to join us here today. So let's bring Rick Lloyd on from the Price Tower. Say good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey.
Tom, how are you doing?
Doing great, Rick. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you, Rick. We had a board meeting last week. I'm on the Price Tower board, and Rick's our executive director. And I thought it'd be great to get Rick on to talk about some of the exciting stuff going down at the tower and update people on what's been happening. It's been we mentioned all the changes with COVID-19 on its effects on manufacturing of vehicles a little bit, and it certainly affected the tower because. You guys have a restaurant down there and lots of and a very interesting building that but tell us how it's going. How has the last year been down there, Rick?
Well, Brad, you're right. I mean, it has affected the tower considerably, considering we're a hospitality space with the hotel and the restaurant. We've got 19 rooms.
A tourism destination here in Bowersville. I mean, a lot of people come from all over the world to view the tower and take tours.
Yeah, they really do. The restaurant, with the Right Chef program that we've got on Right Chef, Jordan Keene, he's agreed to stay with us another year. I just didn't really feel like he got the full Right Chef experience. Just because of the COVID, and so he and his family are going to stay here, and he's prepared a Valentine's dinner for the entire weekend of Valentine's, which is February 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Uh-huh.
So he's excited about that, and we're taking reservations now. So we've already got a considerable number of them. So if if you're interested in coming to the Price Tower and staying with us either Friday, Saturday or Sunday night and eating with us, be sure to go online and make reservations, or you can just call us. 336-1000 is our number.
Great.
And we're...
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I know people love to get out and get to the tower, so you've had to make some changes, I assume, in how you serve people up there and reduce...
Yeah,
tell folks who haven't visited during this period what it's like and how you changed your service.
Absolutely, we are taking extraordinary precautions, clean our facility, the elevators, the restaurants, the tables. We've taken out a number of our tables in our dining rooms to open them up, which means making reservations is just that much more important because we are limiting our seating. And so, yeah, it's a really great experience up there, and I just really recommend people to, help support the tower, and that's one way you can do it, enjoy a great meal and support the tower. One other thing that the city council is doing is they're proclaiming February 10th to be Price Tower Day.
Awesome.
That is the 65th anniversary of the opening of the Price Tower. This is, like you said,
great.
A historic building. It's, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, and the only skyscraper he designed and had actually constructed. So we're very proud to be that standalone tourist destination. And I was looking over some stuff for the last couple of months in November and December of this year. And, you know, we talked about how our volumes have been down and people aren't traveling, but we saw hotel guests from 43 states and Canada in just November and December.
Wow.
So we get people from all over the country who are coming into Bartlesville. They're staying at the Price Tower. They're eating at the Copper Restaurant, but they're also going to other places, you know, Woola Rock and the Frank Phillips Home and those kinds of things. I talk to our guests all the time about those things, and they're excited about having those additional tourist opportunities here in town.
Well, that's a great point, because people do come from all over the world to see the Price Tower, and I think a lot of times that, you know, people, maybe some people even listening on the show, don't really know what the Price Tower is, and, you know, that this is really unique to Frank Lloyd Wright's full spectrum of what he built. I mean, most of his mid-century modernist homes are what he's famous for. He did design the Price Tower, the way I understand it, is for construction in New York City in the late 20s, and that was delayed actually never built because of the Great Depression and changes in real estate prices. And then when H.C. Price and his family started looking to build a headquarters for their building in the 50s, one of the sons was enamored with Mr. Wright and developed a relationship with him. And through that process, they ended up building this very unique structure right here in Bartlesville. And those, if you haven't been in it, and you've just been downtown and driven through there, maybe you lived here your whole life and you've never really been into the tower. It is it's a public space. It's a nonprofit today that owns it. But it really is a wonderful building. Looks, with the copper awnings and the way it looks set against the prairie skyline here in Oklahoma. It's just as Frank intended. And, I think a lot of people, think of it maybe as a commercial operation. It was originally built for a pipeline company and for many years owned by Phillips. But, it has been owned since 1998 by a nonprofit organization, originally known as the Bartlesville Sculpture and Art Museum, I believe. And Bartlesville Museum and Sculpture Garden. Okay, yeah, and since 1998, and the Enterprise Tower was created in 2003, really to encourage people to go in. And now with the museum, the inn, the great restaurants, and the incredible plaza. I want to ask you about the plaza and your plans for the lower levels of the tower.
Yeah,
I know there's some neat stuff going to happen there in the future. That this whole thing is open to the public. You can go in there every day and take tours. It's really a fascinating building too, for those of you who are into those kinds of things. It's mostly built out of concrete, and it really is unique in how it's constructed, and there's a lot to learn about its spaces and nooks and crannies in there that really are fascinating.
And I think the idea that the building was constructed in the 50s, which, it looks like a futuristic building today, and looked like back in the 50s, but the idea that it was kind of plucked from the New York skyline, the idea of it from Frank Lloyd Wright, and so the tower has been dubbed the tree that escaped the crowded forest for a number of reasons. But when you come and tour, you get to hear the whole story about how this building is constructed like a tree, all the way down to its roots underground, and the cantilevers looking like tree limbs and those kinds of things. And I did want to mention, before I talk about the plaza, I did want to mention that on the 10th, we're doing, on February 10th, we're doing tours every hour throughout the day. And normally our tours are $15 a piece, but we are doing those for $6.50 to mark our 65th anniversary.
Oh, great.
And so I just encourage people to go. You can book your reservations online. You have to have a reservation in order to get the any tours. But If the tent doesn't work out, go online. You can book your reservation online. We're limiting the number to 4 guests for each tour. That way we can all fit in the elevators and do our distancing as we can. So take advantage of that, because it's an amazing story, and you'll really learn so many unique things about the building that you'll just really come to appreciate, especially as you do go by and see it. So let me tell you about the plaza. Thanks for asking about that.
Well, sure. Yeah, I know. This is really exciting.
Yeah, the plaza was a great hit for us last spring, or really in the summer. We opened it in June, and it was an opportunity for people to really experience Price Tower and Copper's Food, Right Chef Jordan, really created a full plaza, you know, casual dining menu of items that people really were able to enjoy, hamburgers and flatbreads and nachos and those types of things. And we're going to be reopening that again. We're shooting for April 1st, so hopefully weather permitting, we're going to be opening that. And we're also going to be redoing our kitchens downstairs, because, you know, we really feel like this is going to be an opportunity for us to open up the downstairs of the Price Tower. And we're going to be opening the gallery. It's still going to be used as a gallery to some extent, but we're opening that space up for indoor dining as well. So awesome. People are going to be able to come in, and they don't have to go up in the elevators necessarily, but they can come in, and we're going to be open 7 days a week. We're going to be serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner downstairs. And you can choose to eat out on the plaza if the weather is nice, or eat inside a museum, and we'll have artwork on the walls for you to enjoy. And it's really going to be a great opportunity for folks to experience, you know, the downstairs parts of the tower.
And I think adjacent to the Tower Center at Unity Square, with all the great benefits of the new city park out there between the Price Tower and the community center, there's just a dynamic there that is awesome. And I know, and it's what's so cool is that, or you know, back to the beginning in 1998, or when the current iteration of the tower started coming together with the Bartlesville Museum and Sculpture Garden. One of their original, the founders, which was, you know, let's give credit to Pete and Theo Silas and Robbie Morris and so many of the other people that helped create the Price Tower through the Bartlesville Museum and Sculpture Garden. They really invested their time and their own resources in that through many years. But one of their original visions was to have a sculpture garden kind of right outside the tower and around it, so now that's coming to life through the Tower Center at Unity Square, and with the changes in the tower, I think it's just going to make it more and more accessible to people so that more and more people will use it. I mean, I know that's what Frank intended for these buildings, you know, that idea that he, you know, he had to take the city block, and rather than building our cities sideways and having the stores next to each other, have it move up and down and leave the land for parks and you know, pretty things. And
right,
it's a great idea, and you know, we certainly have plenty of room to build out here in Oklahoma, but at the same time, we love our green spaces and having that park right outside and the beauty of the building itself, which through all these years has had you know, everything from beauty salons and dress shops, and Public Service Company of Oklahoma had an office space in there. The Price Pipeline Company, of course, but many lawyers, architects, and they still office in there in some
sure.
lower floors.
Right.
So it's a really living, breathing building, and that's what is so important to us, is keep it alive, and so we can maintain it and keep it going forward for generations to come.
And the good thing is that we're still going to be having our Copper restaurant and bar upstairs on 15th and 16th floors that are going to be open. We're open 5 days a week now, but once April comes, we're still going to be offering Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night dining upstairs. And the views from there, even looking out on the Tower Center at Unity Square with the lights that they now have out there, and, you know, the opportunities for people to really see the skyline from 15th floor is really beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Any direction you look, I mean, to the west on the sunsets, looking out over the Osage, or if you look off to the northeast towards Blue Mound, I mean, it's all beautiful. You can't really miss wherever you're set there. And of course, with the bar and restaurant up there and tours, it is a great opportunity to get out and see things that you don't always get that perspective.
That's true, because you know, especially with the Tower Center, I was here throughout the whole construction of that, and my office is on the third floor, and so I kind of got a third floor view. But going up to Copper for lunch or for dinner, you get a whole new view of just the beauty of the layout of that Tower Center. And you talked about the sculpture garden, you know, the two sculptures that are in the, or two of the ones that are in the Tower Center are from Price Tower, the buffalo that is a box designed buffalo at one end of it, and then the 66 logo monument that is out there that was from the Indiana.
Yes, Robert Indiana. Uh-huh.
Robert Indiana, who did that, and the Price Tower commissioned and purchased that. So those are beautiful tributes to our community, but also we're there when the Tower Center opened so that the sculptures could be out in the public.
Great. Well, it's great to hear so many great things going on down there. I know there's always volunteer opportunities for folks if they want to be docents and help us give our tours or just learn more about the tower. They should reach out to you, we are a membership organization too, and that is the lifeblood of the tower, are our members and those who support us, and membership information is available on the website, and you can become a member there. And I really encourage, you know, people to become members. It is so critical that we have the support of the community and the here and at large, and it really keeps us alive. And so, those of you who are members, thank you. And if you consider it, please give them a look at pricetower.org. You can go find them online really easily at pricetower.org. So,
thanks for that, Brad. And I appreciate the opportunity to always talk about Price Tower, and we appreciate. You know, folks, if you want to call and talk to me about a membership or a donation opportunity or a sponsorship for your company, we've got some brand new corporate sponsorship opportunities. I'd be glad to talk to anybody about that or come out and visit with you.
I did want to ask, I know a lot of people may be wondering about the gala. The Price Tower Art Center Gala is one of the best parties in town. It's always one of the highlights of the year. And we managed to pull it off last year right before everything shut down.
It
was amazing. And I know that's an awfully important fundraiser for the tower, but I guess we're not going to be able to have that, or at least not in its usual calendar place.
Right. Yeah, we usually have it in March, and so you're right. The event of the year, as we like to think of it, is the gala is not going to be in the format that we've known it to be in the last quite a few years, but we are looking to do some individual corporate things for folks that have been our corporate sponsors for our gala and have some Right Chef dinners for
so smaller events and
their
chances.
Sponsorship. So I'll be reaching out to all of our corporate sponsors on that. And then from an individual basis, we're looking at maybe doing kind of a hybrid type thing later in the summer or maybe in the early fall when we can open up the plaza and maybe do something outdoors and, you know, just enjoy both the museum part of it as well and kind of do something different but yet unique and really help support the Price Tower. Because you're right, it is. We have a one major fundraiser and that's it. And so we do still, you know, need to be driving those funds for us to survive. So we'll be planning that and letting folks know that.
And one more thing, I mean, there's plenty to talk about with the tower, but I know there's an important art show coming up, an art show and sale, in fact, right? What can we say about that now? And what is the timing on that?
So we're in the midst of kind of refreshing the first and second floor of our gallery. So we're going to be painting it and bringing in some new items for our second floor, which is going to be basically a museum and a exhibit of the Frank Lloyd Wright and the Price Tower memorabilia that we have and the archives that we have up there. But on the first floor, we have been so generously gifted an opportunity to show the Glenn and Ronnie Cox art collection. And for those of you who don't know them or know about them, they're longtime supporters of the Price Tower and Bartlesville, you know, residents. He was an executive for Phillips Petroleum and just was, they were wonderful people. And she passed away recently. And Mr. Cox had wanted us to have a portion of their collection. And so met with the family, and we're going to be displaying the entire collection. Some of it will go back to the family, but we're going to be displaying and showing the entire collection. And then those pieces that he's gifted to us for sale will be for sale during that time frame as well. And we're looking at the April 1st timeline as well. And so for 3 months, it'll be for sale and up for showing throughout that that tenure.
Excellent. Lots of great news up there, and lots of good stuff coming up. And
I wish you
luck in all the in all your fundraising and member development, and keeping everybody safe down there. And have a great Valentine's Day celebration with everyone. And we'll see you around for sure down at the Price Tower at Copper.
Thank you.
Great food. Thank you, Rick.
All right, appreciate the opportunity, Tom. Thank you so much. Well, talk to you soon.
All right, take care, Rick.
Well, Tom, that's amazing. There's always so much going on down at Price Tower. And
indeed.
Good to have Rick on and give us updated on that. I want to remind everybody, we're out here on Highway 75, Dungis Toyota and Dungis Ford Lincoln. Great. We're out here ready to serve and have great deals on all our new and used vehicles. You can check everything out on our website at dungischoice.com. Be sure to inquire or look and get information about our better warranty. Every new vehicle you purchase at Dungis comes with a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that's good nationwide in any ASC certified shop or dealership. And this is a great value at no additional cost to you just for purchasing a new vehicle here at Dungis. And we have lots of other great services and really pride ourselves on transparent dealing with our customers. And we have our great non-commissioned sales team is here to serve you every day.
And it's simple.
It is simple. That's why we call it simple pricing. And we try to keep it simple and fast. We recognize that one of people's primary frustrations beyond the complexity of the deal and trying to understand it, and that's why we try to keep it simple, is the time it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so we do everything we can to really speed it up, take care of everything we can before you come in. We like to have the vehicle ready for your demonstration, pulled up, gassed up, make sure everything's ready to go when you show up. We often can handle your trade and credit issues before you come in, or at least get most of that out of the way so that your time is not wasted here with us.
Indeed. And I got to tell you, your websites are dynamite, because that really gets the ball rolling in high gear if you're really ready to get a new vehicle or a new-to-you vehicle.
Yeah, well, whether you're researching and just gathering information or you're ready to buy, we've got tools for the whole thing, whether you just want to, you know, figure out what your payment is or you're still trying to decide between, you know, all the new small SUVs in the market. Great thing about doing it here at Dungis is we do have our Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln brands. You can compare them all with your sales consultant and really make cut down that time again of comparing vehicles.
Very good. And that is DungisFamilyOfAutos.com. That'll get you everywhere you want to go. Brad, we got to run. But boy, golly, it's gone fast. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, bye now.